Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J, my girl, Nate Seduction, ready to check in a moment. But, man, it's another beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, or as we call it, Hump Day After Dusk. So, yes, I'm glad to have you guys. There they go, Nate, right there. Bam, she reads my mind so eloquently. So, yes, man, glad to have you on yet another show. And, yeah, man. Interesting. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Hi.
How you? Hi, man. How are you?
Hi.
Oh, Lord, y'all. I'm excited. I'll get into more of that in a moment. But first off, Nate, what's been going on with you since the last been on the show?
Is that what?
Catch us up. What's been going on for you since we were last on the show?
Just school. You already know. School, handling business.
I saw you drop some new heat.
Yes, I did.
Over there looking scrumptious.
Period.
Facts. 100. Oh my God, I could fail her today. But man, y'all, today's a great day for so many reasons. I would say this. I would keep it kneeling with you guys. So, man, like. People understand this. People say you have a great day. You can still have a great day and had one little annoyance in the day, and still have a great day. Like people think that it's because you had one little blip in the day that it negates the fact that it was a great day. Shoot, it was a great day for me. Shoot, I was feeling good. I was feeling really good. Shoot, was killing it in the gym today. My trainer was doing what he usually does best, trying to take all the energy out of me. And I've been doing meal prepping with him, some new meal prepping with him. So I'm excited because I've been liking it. The last one we did salads. It's cool, but I need something that's still healthy, but it made me feel like I actually ate something. And so... This go around was way better. The sandwich route was a little bit was definitely better. There's a lot of stuff. Of course, the Greek yogurt, the tuna, all that good stuff. So, and then of course the hard boiled eggs in the morning, the oatmeal with the berries. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. A lot of great stuff going on, health tip wise. I would also have to say that, there was like a moment today where I was where it drove me nuts, and I will kind of go into that on the list today, spoiler alert. So, yes, I'm going to be going into something, and it's going to definitely be a wake-up call to some people out here because people need to, they need to be reminded of some things. And that's what we're here for. But, yeah, we also got Seduction 101 that'll be coming up on the show, too. Well, brought to you by your girl, Nate Seduction. And, yeah. So, Nate, do you know why I am so excited today?
Why are you so excited?
So excited because I get to see you soon. I'm so excited.
I know.
I miss you so much.
2 weeks.
I know, it's like 2 weeks, man. Goodness. Oh my God. I'm about to go crazy, y'all. I'm about to do all kind of BHS.
Okay.
And what?
You want me to
be fine? Uh-huh. Y'all put the two and two together what BHS is.
BHS.
I'm gonna do some of BHS. You're gonna call me. Y'all motherfuckers be calling me fucking Caillou.
That could be lit, though.
This about
to be a good time.
Be doing some of BHS, y'all gonna be calling me Amber Rose. Some of BHS, y'all gonna be calling me Little Bill. I think y'all catch up, man.
Hey, we used to call my little brother Little Bill when he get a haircut. We used to call my little brother Little Bill.
Oh, man. I know what thing.
Like
the chicken cup out here. I got females come out here in our barbershop. They be precision. I won't be cool, but man, oh man, the one I don't use all the time to go in there, man, she had my shit looking all the way right. And I said all the way right. I had somebody literally stop me at work and was like, "Ooh, you looking crispy?" I was like, okay, I'll take that. I don't know what's going on. People have been in compliment heaven with me lately. I had this past Saturday, this girl was really going on her way to say, "Oh my God, I love your teeth so much." I'm like, you know, well, that's genetics, man. Genetics, and you know, this is what I do. Yes, I gotta protect this Colgate smile. You know, it's not a $1 million smile. It's a $1 trillion smile. So
that's what I'm about to have when
your
braces come off.
Oh, man, them braces, Lord! I still laughing at you talking about how you maneuver with braces. That's funny. I'll let y'all do the y'all use y'all imagination what the hell I mean by maneuver. But yes, like I said, y'all, 2 weeks I'll be back in that. So yeah, so I'm gonna be lit. I'm shooting right out there, of course. Got some people that started shooting. They already know that she gonna shoot. She better be up in front of my goddamn camera while I'm down there.
We'll see.
I don't want to know. You'll see. I want yes, Sandy, wherever you want. I want to hear no we'll see.
Yes, Sandy, wherever you want me to.
Okay, so that's what I want to hear. Other than that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so other than that, y'all, it's gonna be a good show today, as always. Going to a quick song break. Oh, I dropped a video today. I've been trying to dabble in doing video. Like people start asking me to do video more. I ain't really been doing them. I've been slacking. I ain't done them in like a year. And so I've been kind of getting back into it. Cause I used to do video all the time. No, I wouldn't say that. When I didn't have a professional camera, I felt like I was doing that. I was using other people's camera to do that. But as far as since I've had my camera, I haven't done much video, but I've been getting back into it, and it's a blessing. Been getting better and better with it because, the shooting video is not necessarily what drives me nuts. It's the editing that's like, it gets overwhelming. That's more overwhelming to me than pictures, because video, you got to know when to cut this here, cut that there, pan there, transition, yeah. How you want the title sit in, all that stuff. So Yeah, but I got a couple of videos on my laser focus photo page, so y'all can check those out. Yeah, a lot of great stuff coming up. So you're listening to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J and girl Nay Seduction on Hump Day After Dusk.
And I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, on the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair.
Round one deception, let me tell you how I feel.
Topic I happened to come out with for that day, and I thought long and hard on this. I was like, what would be a perfect topic for today? So today's topic, in honor of things that have driven me nuts, it's becoming a continual problem. The topic for today for the six is misconceptions people have about being in the industry. Misconceptions about people that people have about being in the industry. So I'm gonna start it off, and then y'all know how we do it. We go back and forth. I go first, Nay goes, then I go, then Nay goes, then I go, then Nay goes. So here we go. Number one on the list is, I'm coming out the top with this one. One of the misconceptions that people have about the industry is that this shit is easy. This shit ain't easy. You can't just go, this ain't no damn video game where you can go toggle a switch and say, is it easy? Or is it going to be medium, or is it going to be hard? It don't work that way. You take it how it's thrown at you. This, because at the end of the day, yeah, sometimes it starts off hard for people. Sometimes it starts off easy. But the thing is, this shit is a goddamn roller coaster. And at any moment, it can get hard. And so when it get hard, the question is, do you have the wherewithal to be able to stick through that shit when it gets hard? That's what determines the people who are meant to be in this shit and the ones that's not. Because when it get the hardest, if you know how to withstand the hard times, the easy time, then the quote unquote easy times have come on. Because you appreciate them more. It make you work that much harder because you know how it was and was hard. So when you catch a break, you are definitely thankful for it. So that is number one on my list of things of misconceptions about the industry. Okay, number two, Nate.
Number two, don't think it's just going to be handed to you, because it's not.
No.
Don't put in no work, you won't get successful. So don't think it's just going to be handed to you because you look good or something like that. Like, or because you got a fit ass. No. You're either going to have to fuck your way to the top or work just as hard as somebody who's not fucking their way to the top.
Right, there is no in between. Or you want to sell your soul and take somebody out or something to get to the top. So yeah, good one, Nate. Good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's numero two. Okay, number three, misconceptions about being the industry that people always assume. That kind of almost ties back into what number one was, and number two was. But I'm gonna go a step further. That matter of fact, I'm going to take this different route. That no one is here to kiss your ass. No one is here to kiss your ass, man. And at the end of the day, the tag on to that, Warren, everybody's not going to be along for the ride the entire time. So there's some people like, yeah, girl, go on. Or there's people who are like, you ain't going to work. You know, my thing is this, as long as you're working hard, then you can continue to prove them wrong. But if you don't work hard or you take things for granted, then those people deserve to say that kind of stuff about you. At the end of the day, you got to understand this, because they know this person here, and I know this person here. You're going to lose people doing this shit. You're going to lose people you've known forever. You're going to lose them people doing this shit. Now, there's some of those people that stand that, that can stand the rain. There's very few people who can. You get them kind of people, you rock with them. Now let me make this very clear, because just because a person tell you they rock with you and hanging in and they holding you down, if they actions ain't consistent enough, then no, don't believe that shit. But they consistent, like, you know, in perfect example, Nay say that she holding them down. But she don't necessarily have to say that all the time. She just does this shit. She does exactly what the fuck she says she gonna do, and she get through this shit. And she stay on. Everything is, I ain't got to worry about Nate. Nate be on her shit. And the thing is, if I could clone a bunch of Nays, I have an army full of Nays. That's going to go out there and get this. It's going to go out there and get it and work for their shit. And again, go back to what Nate said, number two. She don't want fucking shit handed to her. Because what they always say at Domino's, all money ain't good money. I could interchange the word money with opportunities. All opportunities ain't good opportunities. So y'all need to fucking open your fucking eyes. Quit walking around. So with your nose wide open, just not thinking, and you just like, oh my God, it's because you want, like, I'm going to get into another item, but that's going to draw into that one in a second. Nay, number four.
That's how I'm told. People always think, like, if a model is successful in the industry, or if a singer is successful in the industry, or whatever the case may be, that they fuck their way to the top. No, some people really start from the bottom, like, and grind their way to the top. Just because somebody is successful in the industry don't mean they fucking their way to the top. And the girls that's doing that make other women look bad, because other producers or rappers or somebody in the industry that have power to put you in the position expect you to get them some ass, because everybody else is doing it. And no, it don't work like that.
And I want to piggyback off that thing, because I hate when people do this. Like, yeah, because there's a difference between fucking to the top, and there's a difference between fucking your way to the top, and then you just happen to date somebody that was in the industry. Those are two different
things.
Right. People get that misconstrued, and I have to play these little mind games of going, well, you were talking to such and such. Nah, see, it's all about, really, at the end of the day, you know what makes a difference? It's all about intention. If y'all really dating with the intention of actually dating, and you just happen because you're looking out for a person that you're dating, because if they out there representing you, you want them to be in a good position, that's different. It's if you are going with the intention. It's, again, the word is intention. If you go under the intention to I'm gonna give him so he can put me on, then that's what we're talking about. If you have
that's
to talk
to your way to the top.
Yeah. It's all about intention. Y'all get the fuck out of here. You got You out here just I used to call this on the show coochie coupons. Don't be trying to use some coochie coupons to get to as vouchers. Be trying to get your way to the, you know, he goes to the, I want you to do this. He goes with my coochie coupons. Nah. Hell out of here. Number five. People, I say this all the time, and I become a broken record, and you know what? I'm going to say this until I turn blue in the face over and over again. That is, know the difference between success and fame. Again, let me say that again to you. Know the difference between success and fame. Don't make it your fucking goal to be famous. Make it your goal to be successful. Because if you wait on fame, you can set yourself up to be disappointed because you're so worried about fame. When you worry about being successful, see success is a long term process. Fame is short term, because you could be famous today and then be a nobody tomorrow. But if you worry about being successful, you ain't worried about the fame. You just getting to it, and your career has longevity. And instead of necessarily being quote unquote famous, the people who need to know you. Just put out good work and being, because success, again, I'm a long term person, so I'm all about success over fame. Lars limelight, don't mean you ain't doing shit. It's because they ain't. You know, the thing is, it's just because me and they aren't quote unquote famous. But in a sense, it's how I look at it. Because I'm successful, and I stay consistent in my personality, I am famous. I might not be famous by some people's definition, but when I walk into a fucking room, people know I'm there. That's what you gotta do. Being obnoxious does not equal to people knowing you in the room. Making your presence known, how you carry yourself, that aura you give off, that's what we call commanding a room. I mean, hell, y'all see. People heard me and they talk about when we went to ATL. When we went to ATL, you knew we was in that fucking bitch. You knew we was in that bitch. Who the fuck are we? You know, I know some people got questions on her. We don't fucking people. That's what we are. We literally walk into your club and our presence is known. You're like, damn. This dude is like, okay. Wow, I don't know who he is, but I need to know him. That's how you got to make people feel about you. They might not know who you are, but they need to know you. They walking there looking like cotton in that dress, that velvet. She had people knowing she was there. They might be short, but she walk around this bitch like she's 6'10".
I do.
Hey, and at the end of the day, Nate might be short, but her ass still reached up there, is all I got to say. Okay, Nate, number
six. I had
six.
Girls that kept coming up to me talking about my
Yeah, that one chick. That, that was the one that was up on me. She got behind you. She was still on me. Still saying, what's going on? Oh, good times. Nate, what are we doing? We go to ATL. Yeah, now you get now my brain just started rolling.
we gonna go to the club, of course. I gotta figure out which club we're gonna go to.
I know,
but we're
man.
Gonna definitely
I know.
Go.
You
to
set
the
bar, Nate. You set the bar high. You set the bar high last time. So now it's like, oh my god,
just like to this time.
And I wasn't even taking my working out serious. Oh, nigga on his shit this time. Oh man, I'm be in there feel a different type of way. Okay, Nate, number six.
Number six. Just because a person looks good or they have like high energy or they carry themselves a certain way, don't automatically assume that they're stuck up. Because everybody in the entertainment industry is not stuck up. Because I'm a very down-to-earth, I'm not a people person, but I know how to associate with people. So I'm not stuck up. I can have a conversation with anybody.
Right. Okay, yeah, I've seen that in person. Yeah, I can agree.
Yep.
No, you know what? The fact you say that is interesting because that goes to the point where I be telling people they be like, "There's no way." When I tell people that I'm shy, although yes, I have an outward personality. A lot of times, like sometimes I'm shy. It take a lot to get my mind to where it gets to because, like you said, you just can't talk. You just can't just walk up and talk to everybody. And sometimes, yeah. I know how to do both. I could be the most energetic person in the room and whatnot, and I can also be the person that's reading the room. Sometimes I'm reading the room and watching how some of y'all move because you can't just walk up and be nice to all of y'all.
Nah, that's how I am. I'm quiet. Like, I'm real quiet. Like, I like to see what's going on first. Like I was at the club this one time, and this girl just came up to me and said that I look mean. Like, she was like, "I wanted to give you a compliment on how you look, but you look so mean." I'm like, "I'm not mean." Like, I'm not mean. You could have gave me a compliment. Like, I'm not mean.
She told her could be scary.
Right.
You look mean. Hell, she talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's what she said. I look mean.
I was going to say a compliment.
Well, I don't understand, how do I look mean? I mean.
Because you won't know until you find out. So approach me first. And then see what I say, and then from that point, if I'm nice, there you go.
Right.
I don't fucking get it, bro. Shit is ridiculous. But yeah, so. I guess that's the list for today. Very solid list. Told you guys to come out the top rope today. All right, we're going to go ahead and get straight into Seduction 101. What you got for Seduction 101 today, May?
This Seduction 101 is, I hate when people on social media, they think they know everything about a celebrity. Like, they think they know their entire life based on social media. Girl, make a status talking about, don't be like Lauren London. Lauren London was with Nipsey for 6 years and they was never married, and all she got is a broken heart and a son that she have to take care of without the father. You don't know what you don't know if they was married or not. In an interview, Nipsey stated, if they got married, if they was married, nobody will ever know. If they married or not, nobody will know. So based off that, you don't know if they married or not. They could be married. You don't know. Like, that's
if I'm not mistaken, I think they did.
Come on now. You don't know what will this man had. Like, and if Lauren London was included in that will and their son was included in that will the girl said Nipsey got 5 businesses and Nipsey owned all his music and Lauren London don't have rights to any of that. You don't know if she have rights to any of his businesses or his music or anything or his royalties, you don't know. You're just assuming based off social media. You don't know their life. And that's so annoying how people, that goes with the list, so annoying how people think they know somebody's life based off fucking social media and the entertainment industry. Like, shut up and mind your fucking business. Worry about your kids and your child's father. Why are you worried about somebody else's life that you don't even fucking know? Worry about what you got going on. Do you own any businesses? Come on now. Like, that's beyond fucking annoying. Like, mind your fucking business. Why is this woman any of your concern or this man any of your concern? The only thing you should be saying is rest in peace. If you ain't got nothing positive to say, don't say shit at all regarding this man's death. That's disrespectful.
You know what is just driving us, like, okay, so we still in this shit where, so let's say even they weren't married, like, that takes away from them being together. Like, what do you mean, like, if he was doing her right and shit, then what the fuck are y'all talking about? Like, y'all got to get off
exactly.
This shit.
They can have one bank account or whatever. You don't fucking know.
Because he's gonna be, and I'm gonna keep it one thought. We gonna open up the door on being extra real about this shit. Some of y'all marriages for Lord knows what. Y'all just married just to be fucking married. Y'all don't even know why y'all got married. Y'all got married just so y'all can say I got me something so just so y'all can impress.
Meanwhile, your husband and you
wanna
tell
me because
of women. Bitches and got side bitches and had a baby on you, but you worried about somebody else's fucking life.
That's just so
now,
fucking silly.
Now, I can see if they was on Love and Hip. I can see if they was on Love and Hip Hop and they airing their business out and you can have a right to speak on their life or something like that where they on a reality show or something. They live a private life. Lauren London just now posting her 2-year-old son. She just now posting him. Just now posting him. Yeah, she posted a picture of him, but she never showed her son's face. She always posted a picture of him from behind, like on his ponytail or something. Nobody ever seen her 2-year-old son's face until Nipsey Hussle passed away. So that shows you, nobody even knew she was pregnant. At that, if I didn't know she was pregnant 2 years ago. She had, that's how you know they live a private life. Like, they have a private life. She never posted no pictures of being pregnant, like any maternity pictures or anything of that nature. That's how you know they live a private life. So how can you speak on their life when they live a private life?
Which that goes for regular everyday. Like, he'd be like on this shit, and yeah, Pamela, yeah, social media, that we ain't really dating. Fuck out of here, bro. Y'all be sounding so fucking silly. Like, so that's how y'all measure, that's y'all measurement of relationship? Well, then, I don't know. If that's what y'all trying to talk to somebody for, then fuck that. Like, that's just fucking corny. Because I'm going to let y'all know now. See, y'all, I mean, if somebody asks me if I'm in a relationship, if I'm in one, I'm going to be honest and say I am in one. If I'm not, I'm going to say I'm not in one. That simple. But
my
you guess what you ain't gonna break, guess what I wanna do. I don't get on social media and tell every step by step we got going on because y'all motherfuckers think y'all slick. I don't care if it's happy or sad. I ain't putting that shit on there because people like to take notes and try to play, okay, let's see when they shit goes bad.
All they need to know about my relationship when I'm getting one is that we're happy. You won't know like if we arguing or something like that. Yeah, if we were to get on, like, a reality show or something like that, yeah, you will see, like, what's
right,
going on
exactly.
In our relationship a little bit. But if we're not on a reality show, you're not about to really know about my relationship. And that's the only thing that comes with fame. People always comment on some shit that they don't even need to comment on or always trying to be in your business. That's the only thing that comes with fame or being in the limelight or being successful out in the public is people comment on anything about your life, and they don't even know you, or they don't even know the situation or what's really going on in your personal life, but they think they know based off social media.
All they need to know is I'm breaking her back every day.
Social media is so wild. Like, that's what I said. Like, last
all y'all need
Wednesday,
to know.
Like, that's what I said last Wednesday. People can be whatever they want to be on social media. People can say whatever they want to say because they behind a screen. But if you was in somebody's face, if you seen Lauren London in her face, you won't say that. If you see me in person in my face, you wouldn't say the things that you say. So it's like people
so
bold
good.
Behind
I
social media. People are so bold behind social media, behind Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They just so bold. But they just, come on now, it's ridiculous. But I know me. I know how I am. Like, I'm born and raised in the hood. Like, I will say whatever I want to say to anybody because that's how I am. That's how I am for real in real life, not just on social media. If you're going to be something, be it for real. Like, live that life for real and not just on social media.
If you want to be somebody. Okay.
People as well. But yeah, that's my seduction 101 because that really pissed me off. And I don't even know Lauren London, but I'm right for her. Like, this is my bitch. This is my homegirl. Like, we be chilling, hanging out. No, it says real, recognized real, period.
Then
Kodak, little ugly ass, in when he said, like, boy, shut your ugly ass up. She wouldn't even look your way, my nigga. I wouldn't even look your way. And I'm not even famous. Like, you're
and
ugly.
And they talk to ugly niggas around.
Like, have several feet. First, you was on this whole weird ass shit with Young M.A. talking about how you want to fuck her and you got a crush on her and shit like that. And now you say this disrespectful ass shit regarding Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle. Like, you're weird, my nigga. Like, you already got a rape case open. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's on a rampage of pissing off as many people as he possibly can.
I'm wrong with him. He needs to chill out.
Yeah, the guy's weird.
Kodak is a weird ass little boy. Like, boy, that was some disrespectful ass shit that he said. Like, boy, she don't want you.
Yeah, I mean, he said he thought she was bad. We wouldn't have knocked him from saying that. It was how disrespectful. It's like he just can't never just he always got to take it as far left as he possibly can.
He takes shit too far.
If he would have said that Young M.A. he would say something like, hey, just because she a stud don't mean she ain't fine. He would say something like that, and he would left it at that by getting disrespectful. We would have been cool with that. But he always has to take it to the extreme.
And he always got to be extra.
And it's about timing. You didn't know about timing, my dude. Like, this ain't the time, like, people feel some type of way right now, and you got the nerve to try that shit?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's corny.
Corny, not even a word. He a bitch.
It's funny, because now that song ain't going to be really... You ain't really gonna be hearing that on the radio.
He lost so much money behind what he did. It's ridiculous. It's like,
well,
he
tried Lil Wayne too. I mean, he keep trying. And he tried T.I. And he just tried T.I. Wherever weed he's smoking, make sure your weed men don't bring that to you on 420. If he do, he on some fucking shit.
420 is coming
out. Yep. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Which I got a paid gig to do someone's video video for them of their performance. So, you know, got to get that bag.
Well, moving on. So, Teddy, you coming up? I'm feeling what you
yeah,
say.
Oh, yeah, you okay, you are you trying to take my line and shit? Okay, well, okay, so what I got coming up,
what,
of course, Human Cameras Magazine.
We trade places.
Okay, Nate. Obviously, Nate, I'm going to get you a little ass. So, but I'm gonna make sure I bring my paddle for Nate, because she's like she's been bad lately. So, anyways, yes, I got a lot of stuff coming up. Human Cameras Magazine issue 54 dropping Friday. Crazy covers. We got a body tape cover and a glitter diamond cover. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know. We're just sneaking shit up on y'all. So yeah, issue 54 dropping Friday. Shoot, I got an event I'll be shooting at on next Saturday for 420. Stay tuned on my pages. I'll be able to see, you know, Steady J Dusk, laser focus photos, all that good stuff, and you'll be able to keep up with those events because I'll be shooting for an artist named Tugger Dude. He's actually on the show before. And, I'll be actually there shooting, getting Pizzay to do this stuff. So I'm excited. Definitely excited to make it happen. So, yes, sir. Other stuff got coming up. Man, I'm trying to do my best to go chronologically. I can go ahead and jump forward to this one now. Okay, of course, on the 26th, I will be in ATL. I will be there bright and early on that Friday. I'll be there, of course, the full Saturday and be leaving on Sunday. So, yeah, man, I didn't be there for damn near 2 full days. So, want to work with me? It's your chance to work with me. Once you know where we get lit at, you can come get lit with us. So, yeah. I bring my magazine because Nate has to sign it for me. A lot of great stuff coming up, man. Excited. So, yeah. Nate, what you got coming up?
Got a school competition coming up April 17th for my dancers. Maybe a good look to network and possibly earn investments for my business because I'll be presenting in front of a lot of investors. So hopefully somebody take out their pocketbook and write me a check. College semester is about to end in a couple of weeks. So when I get back from Atlanta, I got finals. Being in Atlanta April 25th through April 29th, I'll be there for like 4 or 5 days. And do some ball head ho shit, you know, and turn up with my people, my friends, and have a good time. And you never know what's up my sleeve. You know, I don't kiss and tell. I always look on social media.
Yeah, I know. People I talk about a lot. I talk about sexual experiences on the show, but you'll never know who it was with unless you just knew. Like, so that's people don't understand. You not forgive me. I'm not going to volunteer information. They'll be like, oh, man, who was it, man? Nope.
Watch
nice try, people. As far as y'all concerned, I'm a lame ass nigga that don't be getting any.
Right.
I like to keep that mystery.
And I'll get to see my Atlanta hoes while I'm there, so it's going to be nice.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be like the last nigga trying to buy me friends in the club. So, you know, pop up for me.
Oh, man. I'm not going to do this with Nate today. But, yes. But, yeah, so other than that, shoot, yeah, that's pretty much all I got is that I can remember. That got coming up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to a party on Saturday. Boots and Daisy Duke's party. Lord Jesus. I forgot it was coming this Saturday, man, until, like, yesterday. I looked at that. They said, oh, shit, that's this week. I've been waiting for this shit, man, because the dude is throwing it. Every year he throws one or two parties a year, and them shits be epic. I wish he would have brought another infamous pajama party back, because Lord Jesus, Lord, well, they had that pajama party. Oh, my God. Y'all women after the pajama party, y'all were looking scrumptious. I don't know what y'all was on, but wherever y'all was on it. And I'm bringing out the whistle this weekend, y'all. The whistle is coming out. And when you know when that whistle comes out, what happens? It's some trouble from the start. So, yes. This is an epic week. I forget I have an epic weekend coming ahead of me. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I see like that's we got. That's it for our list for today. Shoot about to roll on everybody before we do. Reminding you that you can check out the show if you miss any parts of the show. At duskspot.com, duskspot.com /duskspotradio. You can go there and you'll be able to listen to the show. I had the 6 most recent episodes. It even have 3 hot links underneath where you can press the different buttons. There's one for iTunes, there's one for Stitcher Radio, and there's one for TuneIn Radio. You can click any of those, it will allow you to listen to the show there. And it has every last episode all the way to #1 during year 1. So there you go, everyone. Support us, continue supporting us, and I appreciate the continual love that you guys always show us. So thank you so much. All right, y'all. We rolling out. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a
Nay. Or
are
you?
Or
you?
There is
a way.
Yeah.
There is a way.
Y'all, this is an episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J and your girl.
And Nate Production.
And what's that public service announcement we give every Sunday, Nate?
If you go help, please do it responsibly, or don't do it at all.
And do it for good at sport. Hey, dude, for girl, that's 4'9". All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.